It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning, and it's the radio segment that accidentally took the wrong kid home from daycare, but is too embarrassed to bring him back. Yeah. So he's just going to raise him anyway.
Yeah. You're mine now.
It's
COVID-sanity.
If you haven't heard it before, COVID-sanity is where we talk about some of the funniest and strangest news stories going on during the pandemic. Like this one. A customer demanded a refund from a store in Minnesota the other day, saying, quote, I ordered a dozen custom masks from you. However, you only sent me 12. When the store employee told them, sir, a dozen means 12. They said they've never heard of that as being 12. Instead, they thought it was pronounced dubzen. What? Like a dub, as in 20.
What?
Oh
my the logic.
He ordered a dubzin masks.
I feel like that should be a new measurement, though.
Dubzin.
You know what? How many do you want? Can I get a treacle?
Yeah.
A treacle of those. Making up words now.
You might remember a story we did a few months ago about a guy from Vermont who flew out of Montreal before the pandemic and left his car there.
Oh, yeah.
Then he wasn't allowed to cross the border to get it back.
Right, so it had just been sitting for months and months and months and months.
Racking up fines, yes. Well, it's been over a year, recently he made a deal with a U.S.-Canadian citizen to drive it back to him.
He just found someone finally?
And he mailed her the key, and this past weekend she drove it across the border, and he's finally been reunited with his car after an entire year.
That could have ended badly.
It could have.
Seriously.
I imagine they like filmed it like one of those YouTube videos of soldiers returning home from overseas.
And he's like running in slow motion.
Yeah.
The car's jumping up and down excited.
They just embrace. Real tearjerker, that one. Also, there's a guy that invented a free online tool called Zoom Escaper.
Okay.
Where if you're on a Zoom call with someone and you need an excuse to end it, the Zoom Escaper gives you a list of sound effects that you can play.
Oh, this is brilliant.
Oh, my God.
They have stuff like a crying baby, dogs barking, construction noises.
No.
You can make your voice have a lot of echo on it, so it sounds like you're having technical difficulties.
Oh, my God. Feedback. I don't know where it's coming from.
They even have a man weeping sound.
What? What do you need that one for? Isn't that real enough as it is?
It's like, oh, sorry, Ken. There's a man weeping here. Gotta hop off the call.
Who's crying on Zoom again?
Yeah. Gotta go check. We're doing another edition of
COVID-sanity.
Finding the not so serious stories happening during the outbreak. Like this one, a judge recently ruled that a bar in Burbank, California that keeps violating COVID rules should have its doors padlocked.
Oof.
Whoa.
So what did the owners do? They removed the doors.
Oh my God.
Oh.
Wow.
That's your move, judge.
Yeah.
How do they lock up at the end of the night?
I mean, come on.
They don't, so now they're permanently open.
Okay.
Doesn't sound like it's going to cause any issues whatsoever.
Yeah.
Great solution.
Sounds like their liquor license pulled.
Uh-huh.
Meanwhile, a restaurant in Denton, Texas is adding a $50 charge to people's bills if they have to explain why masks are mandatory in the store.
Like a service fee?
Yeah.
This is awesome.
I'm going to just personally do that at the coffee shop.
You should.
And they should distribute it like it's a tip.
Yeah.
And it's $75 if they have to hear why you disagree with that.
Oh!
Genius.
Ever since they put that on the front of their menus, the owner of the restaurant says they haven't had any issues with any customers complaining or not wearing their masks.
That is crazy.
It could be that they haven't had any customers, so there's no complaints coming in, too. I don't know.
It could be that all those people actually knew why masks were important to begin with and didn't need the explanation.
That's too obvious.
Okay. Sorry. Just a thought.
Also, you may have heard about a few side effects that's correlated with the AstraZeneca vaccine.
Yeah.
They talk about that in the news quite a bit. But now some patients are trying to blame all sorts of things on it, including breast enlargement, sunburn, genital herpes, and random moaning.
Wait.
People are saying that those are side effects of the vaccine.
Okay, so I did hear you right.
Yeah. Oh my
just
God.
So I got the AstraZeneca's vaccine and I got double D boobs and a case of the herp, is what you're telling me.
There's couples all over that's like, honey, no, you got it wrong. The moaning in the bedroom and the new herpes, that was the vaccine.
Okay. And the $30,000 bill from the plastic surgeon, nothing.
That was AstraZeneca. And finally, a Florida couple named Amanda and Thomas Evans moved into a new house in Cape Coral right before the pandemic started last year.
Okay.
So immediately after they moved in, the lockdown started, and they said it was a different experience than most first-time homebuyers because they weren't sure when they'd get to meet their new neighbors.
Oh, that's interesting.
And so they came up with an idea. Every weekend, they sat out in their driveway and encouraged their neighbors to come and stop by putting up a big sign that said, free beer.
That'll do it.
And Thomas wasn't sure if anybody would show up, but once the free beer sign was placed outside, neighbors started all venturing over to meet the new neighbors.
You start to feel used at some point. Like, one day of free beer, okay, you meet people and then you want to see them again, but you have to do it every weekend?
Yeah.
I don't know, but they say it's a great icebreaker for anybody new to a neighborhood. Just offer free beer.
Yeah.
You'll be the most popular person on the block.
I love it.
For real.
Those are the COVID-sane feel-good stories coming out of the outbreak. Your phone tap's coming up right after this.